Welcome to Kitzur BeKitzur up to Simin Kuf Lamed. Hey, the halachas of living in a sukkah, Sif Gimel. Here the Kitzur tells us that it's usur, it's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night of Sukkot. You have to eat at least a kazayis of bread, 1.9 ounces, something like that. Something that'll fill you up. Even on the first night, if he's mestire, he's uncomfortable to be out there. He still has to eat in the sukkah. If it's raining, then you make a cheshbon. If you think that it's going to stop after an hour or two, then wait until it stops and then go out, make kiddush, and eat in the sukkah. Have your full suda a little later. But if it looks like this rain is not going to end, and waiting is not going to help, then you run outside, you make kiddush in the sukkah, you make your shechianu. You have in mind that your shechianu is also going on the sukkah. However, you're not going to make a leishiv basukkah in this situation because there is a ma'achloik as whether to make a bracha when eating in the sukkah betzar. So we're choshesh for the opinion that says that we don't. Safka brachas lahakel. We would not make the leishiv basukkah. Run inside or bring the water out. Wash for amaitzi. Sit down, eat a kazayas of bread straight without making a hefsik. You know, we think of the achilas pras, which is approximately 3 minutes. The maximum would be 9 minutes. We learned these halachos on Yom Kippur. And then go inside to finish the suda. You should have in mind when he's washing his hands and, you know, by the bracha of Netilas Yadayim and the bracha of Hamoitzi, that he's also going to be eating in the house. If he's eating inside and suddenly the rain stops, he hasn't benched yet, he should go back outside to the sukkah. And now he can make the bruch of Leshiva Sukkah, eat a little more, eat another kibetza of bread, then say Berachas Matzah outside. Mishnah Berurah points out that Yom Bimakayim, the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah on the first night, even according to the Shita, is that if there's a tzar, you're not chayiv to eat in the sukkah on the first night. However, if you're inside and you're already benched, and now it stops raining, you should still go back out to the sukkah, wash your hands again, eat a little more, have another kibetza of bread, make the bracha of leishiv v'asukkah, which you couldn't do before betzar, and then bench on your second suda. As long as he hadn't gone to sleep, he should go back out to the sukkah and eat enough bread to make a leishiv and to bench. However, once he goes to sleep, he's no longer chayiv to get up and go out into the sukkah, even if the rain stops. However, even though he's not chayiv to wait for the rain to stop, or to get out of bed to go to the sukkah, the Shaar HaTzion quotes the Chai Adam, who says that it's commendable to wait up, to try to get out, to go and do this mitzvah of eating in the sukkah on the first night. If you're in your own sukkah, even after it stops raining, and the water is still dripping down from the schach, the thing is that in the neighborhood there is another sukkah that has a shlak, there's a retractable roof on it. So he doesn't have dripping, which is going to get in the way of your suda. So after the rain stops, he should go to that sukkah. And when they take off the roof, he could have a suda there and eat his kazayas of bread, challah, betuv leiv. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chai Adam, who says that even if you feel a little uncomfortable eating in someone else's sukkah, which would potter him because he's mitzar, as long as he can control his feelings and eats there betuv leiv, with good spirits, then he could still make the bracha of leishiv basukkah there. He could overcome the tsar getting in the way of the leishiv basukkah. Next, the Kitzur tells us that on the second night of Yom Tov, assuming you're in Chutz Laretz and you have 2 nights of, you know, the first days, there's also a chiyuv to eat on that second night in the sukkah, even if he's mitzar. It's the same halacha as on the first night. There is one difference, though, that if on the second night you see that the rain is not stopping, or if he actually waited and the rain just didn't stop, Mishnah Berurah says that you don't need to be machmer to wait on the second night. If that's the case, the rain is not ending, you make kiddush inside, eat inside, and then before benching, you go run outside to the sukkah, have your kazayas of pas without a bracha of leishiv basukkah because it's betzar, and then you go back inside for benching. As opposed to on the first night where you initiate the suda outside. And then you would have to go back out if it stops raining. Next, the Kitzur says that on the first night of Sukkot, when you come home from shul, you go straight into the sukkah and immediately make kiddush. However, you have to make sure that it's actually nighttime. Make sure it's tzeis. When he makes kiddush he adds the bracha of Lishiv Vasukkah, and he should have in mind with his bracha to cover the whole Suda that he's about to be eating, as well as this night's sleep that he's going to be spending in the Sukkah, and everything he's going to be doing here until Kiddush the next morning. And when he makes a Shecheyanu, he should have in mind that he's making Shecheyanu on the Yomtiv and on the Sukkah as well. So it comes out on the first night, first you make the bracha of Leishev Basukkah, and then Shecheyanu, because we want the Shecheyanu to be going on the Sukkah. On the second night, first you make the Shecheyanu, and then you make a Leishev Basukkah. If you mixed up the order, it's okay. He would not need to repeat it. We could say that the first Shecheyanu is going on the Leishev Basukkah that he's about to make. However, on the second night, he already made a Leishev Basukkah. He already made a Shecheyanu on the Sukkah. So the Shecheyanu on the second night is only going on the Yom Tif. So we're going to make it first and then make the Leishev. It probably goes first because Todav Sheinu Todar. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.